Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine, the current floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yeah, Jasmine, this order that I got, she canceled it. I don't remember ordering it. It's $86. I didn't order that. And I didn't know if I send it direct, if I don't get it from my damn grandson. If I send it straight back to you, will I get refunded? Or what? What do I have to do to get refunded?
You said that your grandson ordered it. I'm not understanding. You say you didn't order. Did someone in your household order it?
I didn't order it.
Did someone receive our products?
No, I don't know if he got it or not. I don't know if he got it. I don't know what's going on. That's what I'm saying. I looked at my bill today, and I saw that you guys took out $86, and I called you that. Because I don't know what – until she told me from years ago, your other employee, what it was, I don't know about it. I was panicking about who the heck taking $86 out of my bank account. And
may
she
please
informed me what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Enhancement, drug enhancement. So – I'm trying to see who in that house would do it, or in that house would do it with my grandson, or one of his friends. I don't know. So that's what I'm saying to her. I said, if I get it, it's not open. If I send it back to you, can I get refunded? That's all I need to know.
May I have your first and last name along with your address?
I'm sorry. The name is Tony Everett, and it was sent to 1200 West Cheyenne. That was the address, that last address I stayed at. So it had to be that address because it's not this one. So she said that's the address she had. So that's probably where they sent it to. And I asked her, did it send off? And she said, yeah, it's already been sent off. So that means he probably already got it. And the question is, do he still have it? And I need to get over there and find out. And if I do get a hold of it, can I send it back to you guys and get refunded? If not, do I have to just keep it or whatever? I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It shows that it was on January the 1st, there was an order placed for a Eucerin as well as a Testozax, and they are meal enhancement products. It shows that the shipping and handling costs were paid to...
Hello?
It shows that the shipping and handling costs were paid to receive the supplements for an introductory 14-day trial period. It wasn't canceled, so therefore they were billed.
That's what I'm saying. I knew nothing about it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, sir, I understand.
I'm just
providing you with
the
information from and the feedback that
Thank
has
you.
To be provided.
Thank
However, and a fraud
Thank
investigation,
you.
What has to take place in reference to our company is that we have to reach out to local authorities, and the certain information
uh-huh.
is provided to them, which is IP addresses. Uh-huh. What an IP address does
uh-huh.
is actually determine devices that are used to place orders, as well as where those devices are
uh-huh.
located, so they can locate the persons who placed the order, and they can be prosecuted. Now, if we do refund the charges back, then we do have to proceed with the fraud process. So you said that it's possible that your grandson could have placed the order.
But he's a young kid, and I don't want him.
I can't. If you were saying that a family member placed the order, I can counsel it. And as a courtesy, issue you a 35% credit of the charge that was billed. But if you don't want to proceed with the fraud process, I'm not able to fully refund the charge.
I don't want. He's only 20 years old. He's a young kid, and I don't want him to have to go through that with the process and all that. Yeah. Do what you can do. I'll deal with him. Please, I'll deal with him. Just cancel any orders or any more orders, and you even put a block on it. I don't care. Just stop it right here if you can, please.
Okay, no problem. I'll go ahead and refund the 35% back to your account, which is $31.60, and then you'll be canceled
whatever
from any further transactions.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am. I really appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. And
would
there be anything else that I could do to assist you this evening?
No, ma'am. I'm just frustrated right now with him, not with you guys.
I totally understand. Yeah, I understand where your frustration is.
So I'll deal with him when I see him. Okay.
All right.
Are we taking care of now?
Yes, sir. You're taken care of, and you don't have to worry about anything else showing up in your account besides that $31.60 credit.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and have a good day.
Okay. You too.